Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, guys, we got to get right to this. We're in the middle of a game, a trivia game.
We're winning.
We got two questions. We got to get 12 done, and then we what? We win a share of $2,000.
$2,000, right? With whoever else is playing with us.
This is an app on an iPhone. It's fascinating. It's Trivia HQ or HQ Trivia or something like that. The first two questions were very easy.
Yes.
So Curtis is going to jump in. This is a live game show happening. You can play too.
But on your phone, download the app. It's free.
730,000 people played on Christmas for a prize of $12,000. This one's for $2,000, right?
Yeah, and the question, which of these animals is not an omnivore in the wild? A pig, a hedgehog, or a leopard?
Oh, my God.
Three, two, one. I heard Esmeralda. I heard Esmeralda. I put
what
hedgehog.
Is it? What, not?
Which of these animals is not an omnivore?
Leopards are carnivores,
leopard.
Right?
Leopard.
What'd you get?
I heard Esmeralda say hedgehog.
And?
So I tapped hedgehog.
And?
I'm waiting for the
we're
going to
get
it's
this wrong. Leopards are carnivores.
Right now, there's...
what, are they going to get a head of cabbage for a leopard or something?
Right now, there's 703,000 people playing alongside with us on this app right now.
You can get 50 cents.
Although maybe a hedgehog
anything.
Is only... Because a hedgehog probably doesn't eat animals, so maybe it isn't...
I think they eat other.
No, I think
do leopards
eat, no,
just
I think hedgehogs
eat
insects.
Which of these animals is not an omnivore
not.
In the wild?
What's an omnivore?
Eats everything.
They eat, yeah.
Oh, that's what I thought. Everything.
We're omnivores.
Well, we weren't the only ones that guessed it. 171,000 people also said hedgehog.
All right. Did we get it wrong?
We got it wrong. It was leopard.
Right. God, you always listen to the news guy. What's wrong with you guys?
Come on. We got two questions right.
Which one is not a state?
Hold on. There's more questions. We can't play, but we can keep going.
Okay.
The fourth revered card in Texas Hold'em is called what? The river, the turn, or the flop?
Turn. The fourth card, the turn.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
All right.
No idea.
The river's the last one. You get the flop, the turn, the river. I played too many cards.
Those are the three options.
Okay. The flop, turn, river. It's the turn.
Yeah.
I'm really mad we lost, because if we get the rest of these right, Esmeralda, and you cost
us... We win the two pennies that you don't pick up.
Why did you say hedgehog? Was that just...
We're pathetic.
I don't know. Because I didn't hear not omnivore.
I think she got pressured because I said 2 seconds left.
Uh-huh.
So because I was counting down because it goes 3, 2, 1 when it's coming out. It was the turn.
Yeah. We got it right.
So we got it right.
See, Esmeralda's the one in jeopardy. She's clicking her buzzer. And then, you know, Alec comes to her and she goes,
Yeah, but when you do that, you get a minute to kind of, think of the question.
Which of these films is not about time travel? Time Bandits, Nick of Time, Kate and Leopold.
No idea.
Time.
Not
wait,
about time
Kate
travel.
Kate and Leopold is. Well, wait.
We got to choose quickly. What's
well,
the other
was,
two?
The question's already up. So
Kate and Leopold.
That is
we
quick.
We still have extra time. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's quick. You have to be spot on with this.
Was
you only
it
get
Kate
like
Kate and Leopold.
I'm waiting for the answer.
When's the next game?
The next game is tomorrow.
Oh,
When you download the app and you tap it, it'll tell you when the next game is available.
Okay.
And they do it twice a day. It was in the Nick of Time. That was the answer.
Oh man!
Yeah,
you know, I'm seeing a lot of productivity going way down in 2018 because of this app.
I think I meant in the studio now, but that is also true. All right, well, now I feel good because we would have gotten that one wrong, too. It's hard to relay it and play
seconds.
It in a group.
It is.
And it's definitely smart to do it quickly, though, because then no one's going to Google it.
Yeah, roughly how many stars are estimated to be born in the observable universe each day? 275 billion, 275,000, or 275 million?
Billion.
I'm going to go billion.
Yeah, it's the biggest one. That's got to be for sure.
My head hurts.
Yeah.
It's always the biggest. When you talk about space and the stars, it's always way bigger
gazillion.
Than you think.
You know, guys, I'm going to get in trouble. There's breaking news happening somewhere in the world, and I'm not on it because now I'm playing this stupid game.
Whatever. It's fine. Rob, you're covered. Don't worry about it.
Gazillion.
And we're just waiting for the answer now. If we get this one wrong, we're done. All right,
it was 275 million. That was the answer.
So we're wrong.
So 34,950 people got that one right. So as the questions get harder and harder, more and more people drop off.
So does it tell you how many are left overall? So is that what that number was you just told me?
The number of people that got it right are the number that are left and continue on.
Thank you, Ms. Hedgehog.
What? We didn't know the movie
We've got
movie
three wrong,
one anyway.
Yeah. We've done very terribly.
But there are still 300,000 people watching the rest of the game.
So let's say that it ends up with 30,000 people. They divide 2,000 by 30,000.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so you could win pennies. You could win pennies that I'm just going to throw away in a dustpan.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
Which of these board games traces its roots? Oh, I missed it. Sorry. Just sped right through that.
Oh,
boy.
I'm getting less and less upset about the hedgehog incident.
So not only are we getting the questions wrong, we can't even get the question out anymore. Wonderful.
Come on, Curtis.
I'm trying. Which of these board games traces its roots back to the longest? And it's Snakes and Ladders.
Okay.
That snakes was the answer. And ladders.
Monopoly and Scrabble were
you
the other two options.
This is shoots and ladders. This is
that's what I'm saying. It gets harder and harder.
This is not easy. I think it shoots and ladders, Curtis.
Yeah, that first question about which is this is a real state, I was getting
excited.
It was
like Sideburn, Oklahomasits or whatever, and then Arkansas or whatever it was.
Man, that would have been
combining
real
combining Oklahoma
that
and Massachusetts. That would be some weird states to combine. What would be the weirdest two states, like if you had to put their populations together and have them live side by side? I think Oklahoma and Massachusetts is pretty close.
New Montana.
I'd go Mississippi and Massachusetts.
Mississippi and Massachusetts. Yeah. Massachusetts would be strange.
Vermilionoy.
Mississippi.
Vermont and Illinois.
Vermilinois. Vermont. Yeah. Yeah, but Vermont, Illinois.
Where are you
left
from?
Leading states.
Vermilinois.
You got to pick a red state and a blue state to put together. That would be the strangest co-inhabitants. So, where their government would just be thrown. I think Massachusetts is pretty close. Texas and anything is also fine. That's an acceptable answer.
Floratucky.
Kentucky and Florida. Well, the southern part of Florida would get along just fine with Kentucky.
Right, yeah, I don't think they're that far.
California.
There's similarities, though, but yeah, California's a good one to combine. So what's the most conservative state, would we say, Rob? I don't know. I thought Alabama, but they just elected a Democratic senator.
Yeah.
It might be I don't know.
Well, let's see.
Because if it's California and then the reddest state there is out there.
Slice off the crust of our country and there's anything in the middle.
Yeah, that's true. I'm trying to think.
There's Arkansas, Kentucky, Alabama? No, wait, you just said that.
I don't know.
Kentucky?
I don't know. Maybe Kentucky.
Wisconsin?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, well, this is riveting radio here. This is WGN.
North Dakota.
No, they're not too conservative. I'm just going to look at the last election, see which had the highest red state thing.
We're going to make our own trivia questions.
Yeah, forget
that.
Start our own game. Hey, let's get some callers. We'll give away $5.
Yeah,
and you've
got
to get 30 questions right. Yes.
Is that all the pennies that you have?
Yes, I will give you all the pennies I've had for the last year. If you call and we'll play a little trivia. 312-981-7200.
Hey, but we're going to talk about after the 8:30 news about a trivia game that does not break off so quickly.
Yes. Good segue.
And you're doing some good.
Mm-hmm.
The trivia game it essentially pays off student loans and
That's
mortgages.
Really cool.
Trying to do a little good in the world. It's called GiveLane. We're going to be speaking with Seth Beard after the 8:30 news.
That sounds really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And after this quick commercial break, we're either going to play trivia with people who are actually calling in for my pennies, or I really want to tackle
this.
They
heard $5, and now you've
they're
done
in.
It.
I don't know if we'll get to this next, but maybe we'll get to the discussion of it is so darn cold out. You saw an awesome story on WGN TV this morning.
Yeah.
Where they went and talked to people that were sleeping outside.
Yes. Yeah, in encampments.
And it begs the question, are there not public buildings that we can just open the doors at, throw a couple police officers in there? I know they're busy. I know they got a lot of stuff going on. But to keep them in a lobby or something like that.
And there's actually a movie coming out. I don't think it's a true story.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about they essentially take the New York City Public Library hostage and have people going because it's so cold. But, you know, they're trying to get them out. It's a whole battle.
I'm not advocating that, but I agree.
But it's kind of that whole idea. Like, why don't they open this?
All right, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll talk about that here on 720 WGN. Boy, that Aerosmith came in hot there. Wow. Hi.
They're hot, that Aerosmith.
That was my bad.
That's okay. My dad just asked for the call-in number, so let's not give it away for a little while. Because he's with his college friend, or no, with our neighbors.
Oh, does he want to play that trivia?
I don't know what he wants
to do.
Like,
I want my son's $5.
But I'm sure they're all having some cocktails
together.
We've
been getting calls, people wanting to play trivia. One of them wants to win the pennies that you have.
All right, let's go to Matt. Matt, you're in Chicago, right? Matt, you want to play a little trivia with us?
Yes, sir.
All right, I have no pennies for you because I throw them all away.
Right.
But I promise I will collect the next five and mail them to wherever you are, okay?
Thank you.
All right. All right, Curtis, you have a question from the game that we didn't get to, right?
So, Matt, have you heard of Voodoo Donuts?
Yes.
Okay, where are they located? Portland, Oregon, San Francisco, California, or Orlando, Florida?
All right, those are three choices. Where is Voodoo Donuts headquarters? What's your answer?
Portland.
Yes, that's correct. Portland, Oregon.
Oh, five.
Now you got to mail five.
Actually,
cents.
I was going to say bright, shiny pennies. The pennies that I find.
Dirty old pennies.
Dirty, old, gum-covered.
You're not quite sure if they're dimes or not.
Right, yeah.
Those are the best.
That's what sucks you in. You go down there thinking you got a dime, and you end up with just some crappy penny. All right, Matt, I'm going to send you five of the most disgusting pennies I can find in Chicago. I can go on Michigan Avenue later on tonight. I'm going to go to Lower Wacker and
send
just search
for pennies.
Send us
your pennies, folks. Your dirty old pennies.
Matt, thanks for playing. We appreciate it.
Careful. Be careful on Lower Wacker. They will fight you for those.
That is true. And actually, Matt, you've provided us with an interesting segue to the topic we wanted to talk about in a much more serious note of this cold weather. And yes, there are a lot of people that obviously find some time to live under Lower Wacker, as it's a little bit warmer than if you're exposed above. Yeah. There's encampments under the mm-hmm. Wilson Avenue Viaduct up in Uptown. They're all over the place. And it's tragic. I mean, every single especially now. Like, I mean, I think that anytime you see homeless individuals, I hope at least you listeners out there, in some way your heart goes out to them. Their situations are right. terrible. And you know, no matter what they did in life, no one deserves that. No one
right.
deserves that fate.
And especially in these with the wind chills that were so low.
It's so yeah. cold.
Negative 15 to 30 degrees.
They talk about frostbite in these conditions setting mm-hmm. in about 10 or 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Imagine spending the whole night. Now, you might say, oh, they've got a lot of blankets, they're fine, or oh, they have drug issues, some of them do, or alcoholism. But, you know, we've talked to so many homeless organizations that are trying to help. And I've met so many people that have come out of homelessness and into their own new apartments through Deborah's Place, that great organization mm-hmm. we've talked to before, yeah. and other organizations, that these are human beings. And it brought up a really good question that you had, Esmeralda.
Well, there's so many public buildings that shut down at night. You know, mm-hmm. they're 9 to 5. How is it not possible that we can't rally and get some of them open?
Right. There's clearly space.
Yeah.
It's heated. Mm-hmm. I guarantee it. It may not be, the thermostat might be very high, but overnight they still heat these buildings.
Right.
Why can't we find a way to at least just get people inside on the, I'm not talking every night, but on these bitter cold nights
right.
where people are turned away from shelters. And obviously.
Yeah, exactly.
The quick, cruel answer is we don't have the money for it.
Right. Who's going to watch them? It's a thing. It's a thing of rallying to have some empathy.
I agree. I agree completely. Is it not something that we can do in this great city of ours where so many of us are so lucky to live? Look, a lot of people, we joke about the penny thing. A lot of people count their pennies and they need every single penny yeah. that they can get. And I mm-hmm. totally get that. And we're mostly joking about that sort of thing. And I understand it's tough for everyone out there. But man, in a city, in a country of such wealth, that if it is 10 degrees below zero, 30 degree below zero wind chills, what the heck are we doing? I know yeah. that's like a very liberal answer, and I'm sure we'll get some callers and some texters just saying your liberal soul is too bleeding heart liberal, blah, 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 blah. But right. my goodness, yes. How is this not possible?
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's an empathy thing, and it's, you know, some of us, most of us have the privilege of never even having felt mm-hmm. something like that. Never. Because, I mean, if you grow up in a certain way, sometimes you can't. You try to get that leg yeah. up and you can't.
Most of the people that are homeless obviously would make different decisions in their lives
oh, of
in
course.
The past. But who wouldn't out there of all of us?
Right.
Some of us, like you said, the privilege we've just been granted mm-hmm. by how we were born or how we were raised or the education we were blessed with. Never even have to worry about that sort yeah. of scenario. Like, never. Like, I joke about my dad not calling in, and don't, but if I ever got in trouble or anything, I could go live with my parents.
Right, exactly.
I could live with my brothers. I could live with yeah. someone that, you know, no matter what, even if I fell on hard times, drug yeah. issues,
yeah,
problems.
We lose our jobs. I mean, we easily have backups.
There are so many people that don't out there. 312-981-7200. I'd love if anyone who works for the city or might have any idea about how this works or what they're thinking, or if anyone has an idea for how we can just kind of keep these people warm. And I mean, really, at this point, when we're talking about these evenings, it's about keeping people alive.
Right.
I mean, that's
and,
really what we're talking
honestly,
about.
If you and, you know, also if you're listening, I know, you know, you may be in an apartment. It may be an apartment that doesn't have heat.
Mm-hmm.
I know, you know, same WGN TV. They were reporting on a story of a woman. She was in her apartment and the landlord just the heat was not working.
Crazy.
There's mold everywhere.
Yeah.
And, you know. But you can call 311
yeah.
and to try to find, they can help you with resources.
773 text in. Some don't want to go to the shelters. Talk to those who work with the homeless. I do talk to a lot of people that work with the homeless. Yes, I understand that some people would prefer, even on the coldest of nights, to live under a pile of blankets. I'm
right.
not talking about those people. We're talking about the people that couldn't get into the shelter last night.
Right. Yeah. You also have to, there's not enough beds. In the article on WGN TV, they say there's 257 beds at one homeless shelter. You know, it helps, but it's just a drop in the bucket. That's not enough. And even if they don't want to, you do have to understand sometimes the shelters aren't the best of
nope.
conditions, but
they're not great circumstances.
Yeah.
But it's a warm building for one night.
Exactly.
And the other thing that we get lost in, I think we really we stereotype everything these days, but I think there's a stereotypical homeless person that everyone has in their mind. Mm-hmm. And the reality of the situation is there are tens of thousands of women that are homeless in this city. There are thousands of children that are homeless in the city. Mm-hmm. Can we not at least think of them as well? 773 says the city kicked people out of the Wilson Viaduct, and the same with Lawrence. And yeah, they did. And, you know, I'm not saying that we should be just this. People can stay wherever they want, under any viaduct they want. They should have free reign to do what they want. Other cities have a little bit more open policy and those sorts of things. That's a tough decision, too. Yes, there are elements that sometimes you don't want a bunch of people crowding around in these situations. So the answer is not necessarily to break up. Maybe the answer is to not let people stay under the viaducts.
Right, but then where do they go?
Right.
That's the question.
And I think what we're trying to tackle here is not the overarching homeless situation or affordable housing in Chicago. There's not enough affordable housing. A lot of people agree on that sort of situation. We're not trying to tackle all that. We're talking about right now. There is someone, I'm sure, Esmeralda, within a square block of where we are.
Lower Michigan Avenue,
that would want a shelter tonight.
Right.
That could not find a bed.
Yeah.
And in 2017, almost 2018, in the United States of America, that is not acceptable.
Yeah. And the 616 says, why not open buildings, insurance, liability? Of course.
Right.
These are things you have to think of. But I feel like a building of this, of a public building of a big size, already has these things kind of figured out.
Well,
they can get people in there to watch. Like you said, just a couple of security guards.
Something.
I'm sure that that insurance policy they have on that building doesn't just cover 9 through 5.
Yeah.
And if it does, hey, how about we figure out to,
There are a billion reasons not to do things. There are so many excuses for why we shouldn't help, why this would be this and this would be that. But why can't we figure it out? I mean, there's a million reasons why we can't, but there's a lot of reasons why we should, or at least certainly try. 312-91-7200 if you want to text or call in. We had a text from someone who says, what if the president didn't spend a third of his time in Mar-a-Lago? I lost the text message, essentially saying, let's divert more federal money away from his travels and divert them towards mental health care in this country. That's an argument.
Yeah.
That's not this argument.
Right.
Whatever. I'm not a fan of President Trump.
Right. We need
to figure out that right now at this moment. But
that's
a whole other discussion. That's not the issue. Let's go to Steve. Steve in Streamwood. What are your thoughts on this, Steve?
Hey, how you doing? I was just listening, and I heard you say something about, well, if you talk too much about this, people call you liberal and all this. And that's true, and that's not fair, because you're absolutely right. We do have to take care of these people, at least in terms of nights like this where they need somewhere to sleep. You know, there are PADS shelters around, which I've supported. PADS in the area, but it's also a very much a Christian thing, and there's a lot of Christians who call themselves that and really don't care much about the poor and the homeless and hungry, and I don't think that's right. You know, it's not a liberal or conservative cause. It's just basic humanity to get somewhere to sleep for a night. You know, there's nothing wrong with that, and I think we should all do a lot more for that and donate to that.
Yeah.
I was thinking Pacific Garden Mission.
I agree, especially on nights like this. Hey, Steve, thank you for the phone call. And it is a reminder. And, you know, I'm kind of barking here saying, why don't we do this? And honestly, I think most people agree.
Right.
I don't think there are too many cruel people out there.
Yeah, it's a thing of we have to get this into motion. I mean, we're sitting here just talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get it going.
We have a text from the 773. Why isn't someone dying the state government for cutting mental health funding? Certainly. Shelters are dangerous at times, and mentally ill people are paranoid in that situation. Absolutely true.
Yeah, exactly. You can't just go, they should just go to a shelter.
Right. Like, there are so many complicated issues. And then the text that they followed up with is, I think the city can afford warming buses, don't you? Yeah.
Yeah.
There's buses. We're talking about keeping people alive through the night. 773 says, what if we stopped calling them the homeless and started calling them homeless people? Just a small change, it might make them seem more human to the critics and the heartless. Great point. I mean, words matter.
It does,
the way
completely.
We choose our words matter. And these are homeless people. I'm going to butcher the quote that we have from Deborah's Place that we talk about, but homeless is not who you are. It is a state of the current living situation that you're in. Mm-hmm. These people that unfortunately live on the street that are homeless people, they weren't born that way.
Yeah.
You know? Oh boy, you got me started on this one, Esmeralda. You're gonna make me cry here.
Oh,
Curtis, we want to take this quick break before the news. All right, we'll take a quick break after the news. We'll be back with more on 720 WGN. 1, 2, 3. 720 WGN, John Hanson, Esmeralda Leon, in for Justin Kaufman on the download. Man, we're solving so many issues here tonight.
Yeah, that's what it is.
We figured out the, at least the homeless situation, not really, but we certainly highlighted it. Mm-hmm. And there's another gigantic issue facing so many people. So many, in fact, that you would think that of all the debts that we all owe, that credit card debt would be the biggest, right? You'd think that over the whole country, that if you added all up all the debts that people have, that would be my guess, would be that credit card debts were the biggest. But
not
it
so
is
much
not
anymore,
true anymore. It is student loans. An incredible. What was the number did you have?
It's an estimated 44 million Americans, but it's $1.45 trillion.
It's a lot of money.
Student loan debt around there.
It's a lot of money. There's no magic pill to get rid of student loan debt individually or on the macro level either. But Seth Beard and the folks over at GiveLing certainly have a really cool idea to try and at least take a few stacks off that giant pile of money that is owed. Seth, thank you so much for joining us here on 720 WGN.
Thank you, John and Esmeralda. It's happy to be with you guys tonight.
All right, so GiveLing, give us the general idea of what the heck this is.
Yeah, so GiveLing is a free trivia game app that you can download from your iPhone or Android device. And it's essentially a trivia game. So what you do is you go on and you get two free plays each day, and there's an opportunity to win two different prizes. So each day, the top earning team can take home a daily cash jackpot. And it varies in size. Just about last week, we had a cash prize of about $1,400. So three lucky people were able to take that home. And then each time that you play the game, you actually earn what are called Q points. And Q points are essentially entries to enter the big jackpot where we pay off people's student loans or their mortgages up to $50,000.
Wow.
That's amazing.
So you win that $50,000 prize, and it's a one lump sum payment towards that that mortgage or that student loan?
Yeah, so it can apply towards a federal or a private student loan. We definitely help out both there. So we don't collect any of that information until you actually enter the opportunity to be funded. So if we do select your name, we'll contact you, gather that information on your loan provider, and then work directly with that provider to get the payment to them.
That's amazing. So I know so many people, we said 44 million Americans are dealing with this debt. Are you guys the creators? Were you dealing with this at the time that gave you the idea? Or how did the whole idea of this app come about?
Yeah, so our founder, Elizabeth Pratt, came up with this idea after actually experiencing her own issues. And they weren't with student loans, but they were with a personal bankruptcy. And due to poor management on their manager of this business they were running with her and her husband, they were in this a very, very difficult financial situation where they owed quite a bit of money to the IRS and creditors and all different types of people, and the only way to get out of that essentially was bankruptcy because they had no more money because of this poor manager. And so at that point, she was able to completely start fresh and was able to actually start a new successful career, ended up retiring in her early 40s, and then shortly thereafter thought, you know, there must be a way to give back. And so she wanted to do something and was reading an article and found out about how student loans can't be dismissed in bankruptcy. And so that really basically ignited a fire where she became very passionate about all these very heartbreaking stories of people with student loan debt, because once you get behind a couple of payments, it's really, really hard to dig yourself out of.
Yeah.
And so GiveLing was invented as a way to make a fun way to crowdfund and interact with ads through a game that we could take money earned, which is being delivered on other kinds of games that you play on your phone, but do something good with that money. And so that was the whole idea about why GiveLing should exist and why it was created, is to help solve this social injustice.
So is GiveLing a for-profit company or a part of a for-profit company, or is it a nonprofit?
Yeah, so we're actually considered a for-profit company, and the main reason being that is if you do win the prizes, now we do say that you should always consult with your own tax person because everyone's individual taxes can vary, but since primarily the money is raised through crowdfunding, there is a law within tax laws that say you're not responsible for payments due on student loans. So that $50,000 of student loans is tax-free based on several professionals that have looked into it. So that's why we are coded as a for-profit company.
Okay, I'm kind of curious. So I'm a little, just a little confused. So when you say it's raised through crowdfunding, you're just talking about people playing the game and watching the advertisements that are there, and that's what generates the revenue side of the company, right? Or are people actually paying money to play the game?
Right. So, yeah, we do receive funds from the advertisers. We also receive that from big partnerships that we've created with great companies. Such as Circle and Champion Empowerment Institute that give a big lump sum, and we're able to wipe out quite a bit of loans with that. And then also, you can actually fund the loan that we're currently working on and play additional trivia games by purchasing those for 50 cents. So that's where really that crowdfunding part comes in from the individual, where their additional plays do help fund that student loan payoff.
Right. I think we just hear, when we hear crowdfunding, I think it's like you're soliciting, you want a bunch of people to donate a bunch of money,
yeah.
But it's more crowdfunding through the normal use of the app itself.
Right.
That makes sense. How many people have you guys helped?
So we've paid out 10 loans so far, and we've paid out actually $631,000 in cash prizes and also on the loan payouts. And as we continue to grow, we're just about a year under our belt out of beta testing. So we're really pleased with the growth that we've experienced so far. And, we're getting ready to probably within the next week or two surprise somebody with a $50,000 loan payoff. So we're about 80% raised with those funds right now. And we're really excited to surprise somebody in the U.S. with that.
I saw that you had an Indianapolis TV station cover one of these things. I work for a TV station. When are you going to give someone to Chicago? And you got to let me know. I want to surprise them on TV.
I'd love that, yes. We'll see what the computer picks. We don't know. All you have to do is play the game at least 10 times within the past 30 days, and then you're eligible to be selected to have your loans paid off. So it's as easy as that.
Yeah, and I have it on my phone, and I've played. And it's easy. I wouldn't say easy. The trivia questions, some are pretty difficult, but I would say just it's fun. You just click the thing. You get the two plays. You got to watch like a 30-second ad.
Yeah.
I just love the fact that it's like, oh, I'm helping someone.
You're helping someone, right.
Right. Yeah, you're not just earning that jewel to take you to the next level, and you end up not getting any kind of fulfillment after that, after a while playing those games. But this is one that really gives back, and I'd encourage you to check out our Facebook page. It's just simply look up Givling, and you'll see this really strong, empowering community that we've built online, and people share their stories. It's a really positive atmosphere, so everybody has a student loan story or knows somebody with a student loan story, and it's just really inspiring to see online a community trying to just bring positivity into an area where we've seen a lot of negativity. And it's really empowering to see everybody come together, as we call them, the force for good.
I think it's so smart to tap into something that people are going to do anyways and turn something that is just, like you said, a jewel, or you get to the next level or see where you rank, and turn it into a positive force. For you guys, I imagine, at this stage, it's all about just getting more and more people to play, because the word of mouth spreads, this idea spreads, and obviously the more people that watch those advertisements, the more money you're going to be able to garner from those companies, the more donations you're going to be able to give out. So the model for you guys is very good, because as you grow, the more people you help.
You're exactly right, John. Yeah, so with those 200,000 users we essentially have, our biggest issue is getting everyone to play. And you think it would be easy enough, because it really just takes about 90 seconds of your day to play the game, and then you're done. But if we get each and every one of those 200,000 people to play, we'd be able to pay easily a $50,000 loan a day by the revenue that we bring in.
Wow.
So right now we have about 10 to 15% participation, which is actually really high for any kind of gaming statistics out there. But, it's as simple as that. So our biggest hurdle is just getting people to play and realizing that we are not too good to be true, but we are good and we are true.
Seth, we have a couple questions. First, the 773 wants to know, are Parent Plus loans eligible?
They would be, yes.
Okay.
So any federal or private or federal plus loans, as long as it was a federal or a private education loan, we will definitely be able to help out.
And then the 870 wants to know, what happens if I don't have a student loan or a mortgage? I guess you're just helping in the goodness of your heart, yeah. Then.
Well, we do have a really, yeah, you can actually give your spot away to a family or friend or someone that you might know.
So oh, really? Really? If you win, you can give it away? Oh, that's so cool.
A nice little gift for someone.
Yeah. Or no one's selected this option yet, but we would allow you to actually auction it off internally. So we don't know what that would really turn out to. You may have somebody that would pay you, say, $20,000 for your spot because maybe they have $150,000 in loans, so it could make sense for them to get that extra $30,000 net help by buying your spot there. So
that sounds like when I have a gift card I don't want to use.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, hey, look, I got $75 to whatever this is. I'm not going here. Here, give me $25.
Exactly.
Yeah. Everybody wins.
And then I'm really curious, what with the whole design of the website and the little mascot, where did he come from? He's this little bear that you see when you sign on. And to me, too, I'm like, oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, our founder, Lisbeth Pratt, she's just a huge fan of nature and thought the bear really represents what student loans are all about because it is a bear. Sometimes you're just like, when am I going to ever see the light of paying off these student loans? And, you know, some people are essentially paying 20, 30, 40 years. We had a story recently, and this broke my heart, of this senior citizen, and she's using her Social Security to try to pay off a student loan. And unfortunately, you know, it just didn't really quite help her the way she envisioned a higher education would. And now she's paying for it, and she said she may be paying for it until, you know, she is no longer here. And
right.
That's just really sad for someone to have to be in that kind of situation and not being able to escape from underneath it. So
yeah. It's so nice to be able to hear that you guys are out there trying to do this and help out people. It's called Givling. Seth, where can people find more information or download the app?
Yeah. So essentially go to your app store or the Google Play. You can type in Givling. You'll need an invite code, and I can give you one here, Esmeralda. You perhaps could actually share yours if you have that handy.
Oh. Do you get points? Does Esmeralda get bonus points if people take hers or something?
Yeah, it is an invite. So if you do have somebody sign up with your invite code, you do get bonus coins and points. So
oh, find that invite code, Esmeralda.
Oh, I do. I have one.
Okay, let's hear it. So everyone write this down, listeners.
So if you want to play, and I saw someone in the text wanted to join up,
EL
84278.
So enter that into the code. You got invited. It's EL
84278.
Okay. All right, so enter that. We're going to see how many people sign. Can you?
Yeah.
Will Esmeralda find out when people use her code?
Yeah, as long as you have push notifications, or you can open the app, and then if you go to the menu tap down, you'll see a part where you have your invited friends. So you can
keep track
of who's joining.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, Seth, thank you so much. This is really cool stuff. We really appreciate you sharing it with us.
Yeah, thanks, John. I'll give you a heads up. Hopefully we stop that in Chicago soon. I'd love to help you guys out.
You better, because that would help me out. That's just good TV. All right, that's just helping me out. That's what this is all about. Seth, thanks for your time.
All right, thanks, John.
Thanks, Seth.
All right, we're going to talk more about plenty of other things coming up on 720 WGN. There is never a bad time for Prince. Let me tell you that. 8:53 on this Wednesday evening. Thank you so much for joining us here on 720 WGN. Justin Kaufman out, Esmeralda Leon and myself in. Esmeralda, your little gift is helping people out.
Yeah, I already got five people that have signed up.
So let's remind everyone.
I got bonus coins.
You got bonus coins. Because we've had some people ask, what was the name of it again? Because it's Givling, and that is spelled G-I-V. L-I-N-G.
You can find it in the Apple Store, in Google Play Store as well.
And you just play games, You play a little game.
You play a trivia.
And when you download it, he mentioned this, that 10 to 15% of the users that actually have the app are the ones that are actively participating. And that might seem really low to you, but having known some stuff, I worked at DNA Info in the digital world, like people engaging, 10 to 15% is pretty good. But here's the thing, when you download it, in order to really help people or potentially win yourself, you got to play.
Yeah.
So like we have the trivia game that we were playing earlier that you could win money on, and it's like two times a day. If everyone just dedicated two times a day to answer their questions.
Yeah. And this will, one, this will also, you know, if you answer questions right, you keep going.
You keep going. Okay.
And the more, you know, the more questions you answer
right. Do you got any questions on there? If we get someone to play trivia, are you all out for the day? You just got some coins.
I can hit the 312-981-7200.
If you want to help pay off someone's student loan, call right now. Esmeralda and you are going to play along on the Givlin app. And you get to play a little trivia, and I'll send you five cruddy pennies. 312-981-7200. Givling. And remind people what the invite code was.
Invite code for me. So you're kind of helping me out. EL842 78.
All right. So, and I'm also going to copy and paste it. So if you text 312-981-7200 at any point, I will respond with it, even if you're not asking for the invite code. And these people are going to be so confused.
People are going to be wondering, what is this weird code? It's for a club as well.
Yep.
A secret club.
I just sent it to
me and John.
I just sent it to the mean texter.
Oh, the mean. Oh, yes.
And a mean texter.
Oh, the mean texter.
The
I mean haven't texter. Seen him in a while.
Yep,
her,
there you go.
Him, her.
EL842 78.
Yeah.
Thank you, mean texter. So 312-981-7200 if you want to play a little trivia. How many free plays do you get? Do you have right now?
So you get the two.
Mm-hmm.
So what? So you you get the one play.
Mm-hmm.
And if you keep answering the questions right, you just keep going.
Can we try a little bit here?
Keep going. Yeah.
I want to play. We'll wait for a caller to jump on in here.
Do you want to wait or do you want to?
Yeah. 312-981-7200. Someone can jump on in because we're going to get all these questions right.
All right. Well, I'll start.
All right.
And then we'll
see. Let's do it. All right. So we're going to pay off student loans right now.
Do, do, do. Strawberry Shortcake is the leader of the Color Kids. True or false?
I don't know. Do you know?
True or false?
Do you know? I don't know.
True or false?
I don't know the answer.
Just hit the true or false.
True.
Can I Google it?
And I just.
Did we lose?
Well, yeah, because you didn't give me an answer.
I said I don't know. That left you to answer.
True or false, man?
Well, did you have an answer?
No, I don't know.
Well, then you say I don't know either, and then we choose just to pick one.
Well, just say.
That was the worst, Esmeralda.
Just throw an answer out.
But if I didn't know it, I thought maybe you did know it.
I have two more stories. Smiley was the childhood nickname given to Victoria Beckham. True or false?
False. Is that true?
And it is correct.
All right, so I got it right.
It was Miley Cyrus, formerly Destiny Hope.
All right, so we got that. How much time we got to the next question? Because I think someone wants to play trivia on the phone line.
When she was British Prime Minister, Margaret employed a Michelin-starred private chef. True or false?
Oh, true. Margaret Thatcher, maybe.
And then also, they're just true or false questions. So
right,
you gotta figure false.
False. So are we done?
No, we got one more
chance. Let's get Pat on the line. Pat, you're downtown right now, right?
Yeah.
Are you in your place of true false with us for student loans?
Here it is.
Okay, here we go.
Most Brazil nuts come from Brazil. True or false?
True.
All right, we're going to say true.
Okay.
I think it might be false, but maybe they do.
Northern Bolivia.
Northern Bolivia. Pat, thanks for playing. Sorry, I'll send you some pennies anyways, okay?
All right, thanks.
Hey, he tried. We were trying to help out with student loans.
Now we have to do the thing where we just watch an ad.
Mm-hmm. Then you watch 30 seconds of an ad.
Yeah, it's a little, and then it tells you about, it's an ad for other app games and stuff usually.
Okay.
And actually, I've then picked up from watching these ads, I picked up another game to play.
Mm-hmm.
It's where I grow carrots and things and make a town.
Does that pay
I'm
any
very
for,
obsessed.
Does that pay for
no,
anything? No.
It doesn't.
No common good
just
there?
Just for me.
Hey, did you have a ton of student loans, Esmeralda? Did you still have some?
I do. I still have some.
So you're hoping to win.
Yeah. I'm hoping to win. I don't have as many as some people.
Okay.
I lucked out, you know, in terms of the state of Illinois helping me and getting, what do you call them?
Loans.
Scholarships. But yeah, no, I still owe money.
I never realized how lucky I was after I left the University of Illinois. First of all, this would not be the case now versus 15, 20 years ago, because it's so much more. I mean, it's just astronomically more expensive now. I got a couple of scholarships. I was an RA for a year or so, and my parents were very generous in helping out. So I'm blessed that I walked out of college at $0. And I didn't realize how rich I was walking out of college at zero.
Yeah.
And
clean slate.
A lot of people my age did walk out at zero, you know, and I think a lot of our listeners who are maybe from another generation older, they walked out with $0. And that's just one reminder I like to always give to the generation of the boomers who say, oh, these kids, why don't they buy their home? Why don't they buy? Why don't they get better jobs? Blah, 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 blah. They are racked with student debt that you didn't have. Maybe some of you did. I'm not trying to say all boomers didn't.
Right, right.
But man, college was so much cheaper back then. It was even cheaper when I went 10 to 12 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, and it just keeps rising.
So just take a moment when you're railing on these new millennials and living in their parents' basements. And, oh yeah, Curtis just raised his hand. And all that. Are you living in your parents' basement, Curtis?
No, I still have my own room at my parents'
at your parents' house, right?
Yeah, but no, it's definitely insane. And a lot of students, too, who go to school, they don't get any scholarship stuff.
Right.
And so they're still on those loans, and, you know, they're stuck, you know, with all those loans coming right out whenever they're done. I'm fresh out of school. I just graduated this past December. So I know for me, I'm still going to be stuck with that for a while. Don't know how long, but, you know.
Well, here's how stark it has changed.
Okay.
My dad went to Northwestern in the late 60s, graduated in 71. Northwestern's now a $60,000-plus a year education, and it was maybe a couple of thousand when he was there.
Right, and even when you work in the cost of the dollars changing, it's still astronomically more.
A college education, a college or a university education, far exceeds inflation.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely, especially the last 10 or 15 years. That's all we're saying, people. Boomers, you're right. Some of these kids need to get out of their parents' basements, but a lot of them have a lot of student loans and is not able to do so. Anyways, a little diatribe. I'm going on a lot of these rants here today, Esmeralda.
It's okay.
All right. You heard
he
the
needs
tone.
A hug.
Yeah, maybe I do. Esmeralda and I are going to hug it out here in a little bit. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com.